Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miranda.
And this is Jeff Ellison. It is Monday, November 14th, 2011.
Oh, man. That means November is halfway done.
Darn tootin'.
Episode 7.34, the Week 10 recap show.
Yeah. So many big, fun things in the NFL recapping. Take your cap off and recap it.
Recapping some craziness. For example, the Arizona Cardinals beating the Philadelphia Eagles.
What?
The Seattle Seahawks beating the Baltimore Ravens.
What?
Oh, man. We'll get to all of that crazy
including
stuff.
Some breaking news just as we're getting
literally,
to air.
Literally, one of those bling, 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 bling. We don't have it, but
iPad is in Sherman Oaks in the door of
we'll,
my
we'll
wife's car.
We'll play it like this. We'll give you some breaking news after this.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
See, what happened was I went out on Saturday with the wife. We had a very nice time, very nice time. And I left my iPad in her car. So fortunately, the way you know it's not stolen is you look online and you say, like, find my iPad. And it's in Sherman Oaks.
What if her car was stolen?
Well, they wouldn't take it to her work, would they?
You never know.
No, you never know.
They may not know that
she works there at the Sherman Oaks Gallery on
they
the third
floor. They
decided
to take it to the Galleria.
Yeah, and park where she usually parks. Yeah, not like that. No. I'm feeling pretty good about my chance of recovery
All right.
I've had bad things happen, and this is not one
of
them.
Well, here's the breaking news. Bad news for Houston Texans fans. Bad
news for fantasy football owners.
Bad news for Steven Miranda, who guaranteed this team going to the playoffs.
You did, and you just reemphasized that recently on Twitter.
Yes, I did.
You reemphasized.
I did. Well, because someone said, and this obviously was like 20 minutes prior to this breaking news.
This guy knew something.
He said, what do you all think of Houston going into their bye as the number one seed in the AFC?
It's pretty freaking cool.
So I said, remember, I guaranteed Houston in the playoffs week one. 10 minutes after that, we start to hear rumblings about Schaub and Schaub and Schaub.
And then we start hearing the cursed swear word that you're not allowed to use anywhere.
Matt Leinart.
Yeah. It's like, oh, what the, Sam Hill?
Well, it is official. Matt Schaub has already been ruled out of Week 12's game versus the Jacksonville Jaguars. That means that whatever injury he has, we know it's a foot injury, but we don't know exactly what it is. The foot injury that he has is so bad that he would not be ready for a game this week. Thank God they have a bye this week. But he's not going to be ready for a game the following week against the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Now, some people are saying that this is a Lisfranc injury.
Yes,
we want to
Adam
say,
Schefter
okay,
was one of the ones.
Anybody.
It's not just anyone.
Dang it, Schefter I was hoping was, it was just, you know.
Someone starting
gossip.
Yeah,
somebody's gossip. Being rumors.
Schefty was the one who reported that it was possibly the Lisfranc injury. And Kubiak, head coach of the Houston Texans, has pretty much gone out and said, we're hopeful that he'll play again this season.
You know you have a serious problem with health of a player when you are headed into your bye week and you've already declared somebody out for the game coming out of the bye week.
That is a problem.
Now, for those, typically the Lisfranc injury, which I've actually had. I don't know if you know that. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yes. I was in British Columbia. In the middle of British Columbia, we were having our lovely vacation up there, and we were staying at a big ranch, and it was awesome, and we had been doing a lot of riding and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And as is often the case, when you're a big guy,
you jumped off the horse.
You get the biggest horse.
The horse knocked you down.
No, this injury typically occurs when a horse steps on you.
A horse stepped on you.
I was in the ring with the horse, and he had been giving me some issues. So you take – I grew up riding, okay?
Yeah, okay.
So, well, a lot of people don't know that. You know that.
Right.
So when a horse is acting up and, like, spooking real easily or giving you a hard time or the attitude or anything like that, you go into the ring, which is just a big arena, and you have a whip. You don't whip the horse.
Right.
But you basically make it do laps around the ring.
Come out.
You have it do laps around the ring, and that's how you break a horse and how you train a horse.
Right.
Well, coming out of the ring, I think the horse had it in for me.
He really stepped on you.
He stepped squarely on my right foot.
He's like, wait a minute. You're making me go around a ring with a whip. I'm stepping on your butt.
I didn't whip him. You use it as a little circular. If you could imagine someone, maybe one of those lovely dancing, what do they call it in the Olympics? The streamer girls.
The ribbon gym. The
rhythmic gymnastics. Rhythmic gymnastics. Just like rhythmic gymnastics, only I'm using a whip instead of a little wavy pom-pom thing.
Right.
And that's all you're doing is you're just
probably should have used the wavy pom-pom thing.
Because apparently the horse would have liked it.
Probably wouldn't step on you.
He stepped squarely. A 1,200-pound animal stepped squarely on the top of my foot.
That's a big thing, stepping on your little foot.
It is. And there's little tiny bones. I got small feet.
Yeah.
And the little bones in the top, and typically this is a 6-week in a cast kind of injury.
Yeah.
If that's what this is, which is what Adam Schefter is speculating, and Adam's nobody to sneeze at. And it's extraordinarily painful, obviously.
So here's the deal, Jeffrey. He suffered this injury midway through the game between the Bucks, where they won 37-9. But he gave no indication. He just stayed in there. He kept playing. And then it turns out, oh, my foot is
That pain that's in your foot is actually because you have broken bones in the top of it.
He got caught in the bottom of a pile. His foot got caught in the bottom of a pile. And there you go. It is so bad that
Matt Leinart will start against the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yes.
That just depresses me to no end. You know, Stephen, I was thinking on the way in this morning, what was one of the first things we talked about this morning in our production meeting before 5-minute football fix?
You were talking about how Houston Texans might be the team to beat in the AFC.
That's right.
You said their defense was looking really good.
That's right. Continues to look really good.
And I tell you what, their defense could be fantastic, but with Matt Leinart at quarterback.
That's exactly the problem.
I
don't know how they can beat anybody.
There is now danger. There's a danger, Will Robinson, that the Houston Texans, who are at 7-3, have a game and a half lead on the Tennessee Titans, who are at 5-4. Tennessee wins this week while Houston's on a bye. They will get to 6-4.
I'll find out. You keep talking.
Yeah.
I'll find out.
They'll be 6-4, so they'll be, in essence, a game back of Houston when Houston comes out of their bye.
They're now at Carolina.
No, they just beat Carolina.
Oh, I'm sorry. Tennessee, they beat Carolina 30-3.
Yes.
And sorry, I was off by a week. They're at Atlanta.
They're at Atlanta.
So that's not going to happen.
It's not. Well, we don't know.
Look, there's a lot about the Falcons
don't
we don't
know.
There's a lot about the Falcons we don't know. But look,
Mike Smith might decide to go for it on 4th and 1
from his own
29-yard line.
The games.
All right.
However, look, Tennessee is not going to
I'm very mad at that call right now.
You are, because you lost. But look, the fact is the Atlanta Falcons gave a very difficult road to the New Orleans Saints. And I know your thing is they don't play well on the road. It don't matter. Okay, so you were saying about Matt Leinart.
I think that the Tennessee Titans, with no Matt Schaub at the helm for the Houston Texans, that has opened the door for the Tennessee Titans to now win this division. That's all I'm saying. And it makes me sad because I guaranteed Houston a playoff this year. And I might not be able to now deliver on that guarantee for Houston.
And while less disappointing, I think it's far more disappointing for Houston Texans fans.
Yes, it is.
And it's just especially disappointing if your name is Matt Leinart, because you think it'd be good news for him. But I suspect he loved carrying the clipboard there for a couple $1 million a year. And now he has to actually try.
Who wouldn't?
Well, most athletes, Stephen, would rather play the game.
Okay, that's true.
Most athletes. I don't know that Matt is in the category of most athletes. It's now his turn. Matt Leinart, I am calling you out. It is your turn to do what we did to Cam Newton, which is to basically say, the guy's a joke, he'll never make it. We're saying that about you, and now it's your job to take that, get a chip on your shoulder, and prove us wrong.
Unfortunately, he does not have Cam Newton's skills.
Okay, there's a problem there. That he doesn't, but he's certainly been around enough good quarterbacks the last 5-6 years that he should be able to show us something.
Yeah.
Shouldn't he? I mean, he's going to have 2 weeks with the one, Stephen. There is no reason that he can't go to Jacksonville and win this game for Houston with a healthy Arian Foster, a healthy Ben Tate, a healthy and Andre Johnson. There is no reason. Owen Daniels, this team is so stacked, and then they play great defense. Jacksonville has no offense. They win 7-0, and they move on about their business.
Well,
2 weeks with the ones.
The thing is, he may be out for the entire rest of the season.
This is going to be a bigger problem.
Beating Jacksonville, Could happen. I'll say Matt Leinart can beat Jacksonville. Then you got the likes of Atlanta and Cincinnati and Tennessee again. And you start to play games that are meaningful down the stretch without your number one quarterback.
This is so not nice.
It is not
because
good news.
Houston, so the other thing I was thinking on my drive into the cave this morning, Stephen, I was thinking about how well the Houston Texans were doing and that I really liked them going pretty far in the AFC round of the playoffs.
Yeah.
And then I started thinking, you know, I wonder if the Jeff Fellows curse is just a blessing that's a year too late. You know, I like a team, and then the year after that, they do pretty well.
Right.
In general. Baltimore certainly bounced back from that abysmal right. season and did really well. You know, there's been other Bengals. I was never on the Bengals.
Tennessee bounced back.
Yes. See, now, then you get into the situations of the Jacksonville Jaguars, who've never done well, really.
No.
There's holes in the logic, but –
Yeah,
I was kind of working on that on the drive. Just maybe. And now this happens. Yeah, no. Speaking of injuries,
well, Matt Castle, another Matt.
Yeah, good.
Basically, if you're a quarterback and it's Matt, you know what? Someone get Matt Hasselbeck and shield him.
Yeah,
just put a lot of love around him, and as a matter of fact, don't let him move. Have him sit on the couch
in a hermetically sealed environment. I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, neither do I.
But you should do it.
Do you mean like the where they freeze you?
Not cryogenics, if that's what you're talking about.
Yes, that's
where
I thought you were going.
I am talking about one of those little stasis
like the little
chambers.
Bubble machines.
There's an old man up the street from us that had a bubble machine.
Really?
And he wasn't a pedophile, I promise.
Okay.
Or at least he didn't go for me.
Where they put him in a where they put him in a
bubble? And he had a
bubble
machine. This thing was awesome. He pedaled it, and it literally thousands of bubbles are coming out. His wife would bake cookies for us. It sounds like a bad situation, but it's not. It was good.
It does.
It was a healthy, friendly neighborhood kind of thing.
I could go somewhere, but it wouldn't.
You're not going to Penn State.
I'm not going to go.
And
there.
Eagles
I was
going to
ask you if the man's name was Sandusky, but
bum bum.
But no.
And friends, whatever you do, I would ask you to email me personally about the. The grand jury testimony? Don't read it.
Yeah.
Don't read it. Unless you really like hating the world and feeling the worst about people, I would ask you to just ask me for a summary, for a executive summary, and not actually read it yourself because it's pretty gross.
Yeah.
So.
Speaking of Matt's, Matt Castle is probably out for the rest of the season. He will require surgery to his hand.
Which brought up the $5 wager that Steven could not win. If he could have come up with this morning, the backup quarterback.
I knew it. You didn't give
Kansas
me enough
City.
Time. I need at least 60 seconds.
I gave you more than
no,
60 seconds.
No, you get at like 30
yes,
seconds. You were like, that's it. You took your
$5
away. I was
afraid I'd lose my $5, to be honest.
Exactly. You were a little upset all the money I took from you at poker.
Poker? How does nickel dime quarter turn into one guy winning $50?
Yeah, that was pretty.
How the heck does that happen?
That was pretty weird.
Nickel dime quarter.
I felt almost guilty because, look, I had a lot of fun. And that's really
I had a lot of fun. Look, that's what it's all about. It's all about having fun.
Everybody, did you have fun?
It's about the kids.
Did you not
it's really
have fun?
Really about the children.
Did you not have fun?
I had less fun than I usually have. That's because we played indoors.
Really?
I couldn't smoke.
Oh, yeah. See, my buddy Matt said he had a great time. He wants to do it again. Did you ask Bender if he had a great time?
Oh, I know Bender had a great time.
Okay, so.
And you know Jordan had a good time.
Yeah, Jordan had
a
good time.
Jordan was big? That would make me
Jordan,
happy.
Jordan, he wound up just winning a few bucks. He didn't
he
win.
He still won money? This kid
no, no,
is
he lost.
Gold.
He lost. I'm sorry. He
oh,
lost
he
a
lost
couple
a few bucks.
Bucks. Lost a couple
okay,
bucks, yeah.
This kid, his
he
luck
was
at gambling.
Down at one point.
Okay.
Pretty.
For some reason, I don't remember the end of the.
But then
the whole
you,
thing.
The only reason he was around at the end is because you probably gave him like $4 in chips. You don't remember that, do you?
No, I don't.
Yeah, you gave him $4 in chips.
You
that's
know,
the only
it's funny.
Way.
I looked at the end of
he
the,
was able
the next
to
morning, the morning yeah. after. Mm-hmm. I looked at the poker table.
Yeah.
I'm like, how did? Wow, I've got a lot of chips in front of me. Yeah. How did that happen?
He gave you those chips. You bought in again.
Oh, I know I rebought. No, but dude, in my wallet is like $7 $1 bills. So somewhere I got a payout.
Yeah, at the end, you
but
got
I did
those
a rebuy
chips.
At like $5. I didn't do a $20 rebuy or anything like that.
Yeah, you probably.
No, I did. I did a singles a couple times,
did,
and then I did
yeah,
a five.
You did.
So
yeah.
I was only in $12, $13. And so the fact that there's seven singles in my wallet tells me I didn't lose that badly.
Well, I remember the final challenge game that we played was very good for you. Huh. Like, people had to throw you, like, $5 a couple times
each. I wish I didn't have the selective amnesia.
Yeah. You did very well on one particular challenge game. I like challenge where I went out and everybody at the table went out against me.
So we have a game that no one's ever heard of called challenge. And it started when I was in graduate school with a guy who introduced us to this game. And he was a Vikings fan.
Challenge is awesome.
And so it's a pot building game. Yes. And one person goes out and everyone can challenge that person. And they only see that person's cards and they're just playing against that person. Steven went out with a straight.
So this was at the end.
But
at
Steven went out with a straight, all four of us came after him because we thought we had good hands. I had ace queens paired.
Yeah.
So two aces, two queens, and that was, of course, going to lose to a straight. Somebody else went out with a high two pair and lost.
Right.
But you lost to somebody else who had a higher straight.
Higher straight than me, yeah.
That's crazy.
But four people came out. I beat three out of the four.
Yeah, so you made money.
So I made money. I was very happy.
That's a strange game, though. I've never seen two straights and two of a kinds come out on a challenge.
Yeah, that was pretty.
That was wild.
That was pretty crazy. But, yeah, it was a good night. It is strange that nickel dime quarter poker
$50
me $50. Yeah,
yeah, that's unprecedented, Steven.
It was pretty unheard of.
A big night is somebody wins $20.
Yeah.
That's a big night.
I was like, I walked in with 20 and I'm leaving with a whole lot more.
Yeah.
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 It was pretty bad.
Yeah. Okay, speaking of bad, Mike Vick has broken ribs.
That's not good.
Did you see the hit that he took?
That's not good. Yeah,
I'm just checking.
Yeah, no, that hit was brutal.
And it's brutal because it was against a skinny person. My problem with Mike Vick is he would be a lot
thin?
If he was bulkier.
I think he's skinny. He's
Steven,
thin.
I had him.
Let's call him thin.
Okay.
Jordan's skinny.
Yeah.
Vick's
got muscle.
Muscle, yeah.
Vick's got muscle, but he's very thin. He's a very lean guy.
Yes.
And he was walking through the – anyways, how I know this because we were in the locker room together.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And you size people up pretty quickly.
Yes.
And he just doesn't have a lot of beef around the chest area, so when someone goes in with knees into your back, it doesn't take very much for you to pop something.
Vince Young actually had to come into the game
for
a play that didn't help.
Well, everyone's like, gee, I wonder what Vince Young's going to do.
Hand it off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they tackle the guy for, you know, right at the line of scrimmage. And then they had to settle for a field goal, and that's how they got the 17-14 lead, Jeff. Had Vic is in there for that third down, maybe to get the first down, they go on to score a touchdown, and they win the game 21-14.
You know what? The Eagles are going to have about 11 games to go. You know, if this had happened, we would have won that game.
Yeah.
If this had happened, we would have won that game.
Right,
if this had happened, we would have won that game. But, no, we don't make 500, like Jeff Ellis said. No, Sean Moreno is done
for
the year.
For right now, hold on 1 second. I want to give you a round of applause.
Okay.
I'm going to do it one more time.
Wow.
Because to date, if you go back to week one of the season, actually the week before week one starts, before the season starts, and we do our prediction show, you are the only prognosticator in the entire world that did not have the Eagles making the playoffs. Everyone either had them winning the division or being in as a wild card team. No one said.
I thought somebody else had the
–
No. And specifically had this. And so people write in and let me know because, honestly, I do care. I don't like to take credit if I don't deserve it. And I thought somebody else said that this team might struggle to be a 500 team. Because most I felt like, at best,
if
second half
it,
of the season –
you heard it from some Dallas Cowboy fan in a call-in radio show.
Which – you know, we were in Texas for the Super Bowl,
right.
And the Dream Team hadn't been built yet.
No, not yet.
So I don't know when I would have been in Texas. Look, Texas talk radio. Oh, my gosh. Sports talk radio in Texas?
Yeah.
It's brutal.
It is.
It's just – it's up there with Philly as far as just
Philly's
talk about
worst,
a tough city. So anyways, no Sean Moreno out for the year. Steven, his injury is worse than we feared.
Yeah.
And that injury marred season of Denver Broncos tailback No Sean Moreno came to an end.
So it's a torn ACL.
After the ACL in his right knee on Sunday.
And
John Fox said surgery is planned in the near future.
McGahey, who also sustained an injury, he's day-to-day.
He tweaked his hamstring.
He's day-to-day.
And he could be ready for Thursday conceivably. And – look, this game's setting up in Denver on Thursday Night Football, TGIT, against
Tebow
the Philadelphia
versus
Eagles.
The Jets.
Oh, no. Oh, I thought it was the Eagles.
No, it's the Jets.
So I'm like,
on
this is going to be weird. But Jets, yeah, Jets, if you guys can't handle this, you don't even deserve to walk in this earth. Seriously. Yeah. I know it's a short week, and I know you guys are coming off an emotional loss, but how emotional is a loss where you get your lunch handed to you? Seriously.
They had lunch.
You were never in the game. You were never in the game. I turned off Sunday Night Football. I never turn off Sunday Night Football, Steven. I've never once turned off Sunday Night Football or Monday Night Football. I watch every snap.
Yeah.
I may start doing other stuff, but I will still watch every snap. No, I could not watch anymore. I couldn't stomach it to watch the New England Patriots so enthusiastically romping all over the New York Jets, Jets in their home was just nauseatingly disgusting. And that's not my hatred of the Jets, of the Patriots. And it's not my love of the Jets. It's not even I love Mark Sanchez because I don't. I don't think he's that good a quarterback, even though he went to my high school. It's just, it was an ugly, ugly football game.
It was a bad game.
Oh, my gosh. And so now the Jets are going to play on Thursday Night Football against a no Sean Les Marino. Do you know Sean Marino? No, you don't, because he's not going to be there. And they better hope that Willis McGahee can get in for the option formations that they like to run there, because you can't option to yourself, friends. It don't work. When you're pitching out to yourself, no one's really buying that.
Yeah. Well, the Cleveland Browns have come out, Jeffrey, and they have ruled out Peyton Hillis for Week 11.
We're really late in the season.
So, once again,
why don't you just write him off as dead? Madden curse, thank you.
Getting ready to miss his fifth straight game. Someone comes to me, they're like, Steven, we want you on the man cover. It's going to take $10 million.
I know I'm never going to play again.
Right. So you got $10 million. I will grace your cover.
Matt Reiner was on the cover once, wasn't he?
No.
Wasn't he?
No, I don't believe so.
Okay. Go ahead.
But, yeah, that would have been ugly, but I don't think Matt Reiner was ever on the cover.
Okay. Rex Ryan, we're back on the Jets again. Has apologized Monday for cursing out a heckler at halftime.
Yeah, so the league is actually investigating this, Jeffrey. They're investigating a video that looks into Rex Ryan directing vulgar comments at a fan.
A fan said, "Hey, Rex, Belichick is better than you." The fan screamed to Ryan as he was walking off the field and into the locker room tunnel. And Ryan just said, "Shut the beep up."
It happens.
Why now? Here's what's going on in Britain right now, Stephen. Mm-hmm. What's going on in Britain right now is that John Terry, the captain of the English national team and the striker extraordinaire for Chelsea,
we need to talk about this here.
Well, we do, just because look, it's a freedom of speech issue as much as it's anything.
Okay.
And John Terry said something towards a black player on the opposing team that has basically brought FIFA to a standstill, where they're investigating this at 75 different layers, and no one is talking about this, but they're spending a fortune on this investigation because a guy that has been known to be less than intelligent, yes, he's the captain of the English national team, yes, he's one of the best football players of all time. However, he said something moronic and offensive. Does that need to bring everything to a stop? Rex Ryan saying shut the to a fan, does that need to bring disciplinary action? Yeah, the league probably needs to say, you're fined $10,000 for saying that, and that's going to charity. Let's move on.
Right.
You don't need to spend months and hundreds of thousands of dollars to investigate this. That's my little, I've been wanting to say that on Sky Sports, on Talk Sport Radio, whatever it is over there. People get over it. A player saying something that he shouldn't say, or a coach saying something he shouldn't say, is a very brief conversation. If it's offensive, then maybe he gets fined because it goes against our league policy. But if he's on his own and he's out in public and he says something offensive, leave him alone. There's a thing called free speech. And the best way to show someone stupid is to let them just open their big fat mouth.
You know, he
was that out of character for Rex Ryan?
No, it's Rex Ryan. So
I don't care.
I think you're thinking Vince Young on the cover of Madden. It was Vince Young, not Matt Leinart.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
No Matt Leinart.
Yeah, that means it's about the same time.
No Matt Leinart ever. Anyways.
So Rex Ryan says, shut the F up. You know, he would say that to his dog, okay? So the fact that he said it to a fan who just said something not nice to him, hey, Belichick's better than you?
We have some good news finally to say. Can we say some good news?
Finally have some good news?
Shanahan apparently was so impressed with Rex Grossman in the 20-9 loss against Miami that he has said, I was impressed by the way he played, and he will start against the Dallas Cowboys. That's not good news? He made a decision.
About this week. Mike Shanahan is turning out to be a pain in my because he won't make a decision about a running back. He won't make a decision about a quarterback. Yeah. And if you can't make decisions about your key players, your team's not going anywhere fast, Shanny. You're becoming a farce. You're becoming Tom Landry in his final years, which is like, I remember when you were really great. That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just watched Football Life Tom Landry last night, and I remember those games from the 80s.
Yeah.
Where, you know, I'm in high school, I'm in college, and he's still around walking the sidelines. I'm like, he hasn't retired yet, and the team's really bad. And I'm like, why is he still this doesn't make any sense. And I didn't know anything. But I'm like, this just doesn't make sense at a surface level. Shanny, you don't make sense at face value. You don't make sense.
Yeah.
Redskins fans, tell me what you think. Hit me up. Let me know why Shanny's right and I'm wrong, because I don't get it. I had his back completely in Denver. Completely.
Well, this is the first time ever he has had a 5-game losing streak.
So he's getting desperate and being silly?
And saying,
Grossman's my man after I change quarterbacks to Rex Grossman.
He knows
he's better than John Beck for this week.
He should enjoy a 6-game losing streak because there ain't no way in hell they're beating the Cowboys next week. All right. Any other news? Let's get to it.
No quarterback issue as long as Cobb hurt. The Cards won without – the Cards beat the – let's talk about games.
Games, let's start with El Juego Grande Estupendo de la Semana.
Doggy. We told you
7-1
San
Francisco hosting the 6-2 New York Giants.
We told you it was going to be a good one. We said on Sky Sports News on Friday, make sure you take a nap, do whatever you can to see the end of this game. Because the end of this game is going to have you on the edge of your seat.
Game was fantastic.
It lived up to the billing. And look, I feel great about having the 49ers in the number 2 hole of my powerful rankings.
And they get a gold ribbon. They get a gold ribbon. Gold ribbon. Come on, everybody. Shout it with me. Gold ribbon. Gold ribbon. Gold ribbon. If you can see the look Jeff has on his face right now, people. No.
They're my powerful rankings.
I know
rankings.
They're your powerful
they're
rankings.
Mine.
Come on.
Are they Jeff and Steven's powerful
no,
rankings?
No, they
then
are
I'd Jeff's. Have to compromise.
No.
But since they're Jeff's, I don't have to freaking
you don't.
Compromise.
I would just.
And I compromised last week by having them at number 2.
They should have been there.
And knowing what I know now, of course that. But I didn't know that now.
Okay.
Back then.
So, so now that you know what you know.
Oh.
Gold ribbon.
No.
Gold ribbon.
No, I can just with all confidence say I'm thrilled that they're number 2. I'm comfortable with them being number 2.
What do they need to do to get a gold ribbon?
Beat the Packers. Play
the
Packers
close. They don't play the Packers.
They will in the postseason.
They have to wait till the postseason to get a gold ribbon?
Look, if they take – they would have to go and take a healthy Houston Texans team and beat
Hold
them.
Hold on 1 second. But you said that there could be as many as 32 gold medal teams.
There absolutely could.
So why right now are the Packers not worthy of that gold medal?
I tell you why.
Yes. Because I mean, not the Packers. The 49ers. Why are the 49ers not worthy to get in there with the Packers and get that gold medal?
I'll tell you exactly why. Because as you will find out in a mere 5 hours, there's one team that is so much better than everybody else. And that team is going to go on the road into a very difficult place to play, the Baggy there in Minneapolis.
They're at home this week, my friend.
Are they really in Lambeau?
They're in Lambeau.
Oh, geez, Louisey, lemon squeezy. We're not going to learn anything tonight.
They struggled in Minnesota.
Yeah, and they won.
They beat them by 7.
Yeah, and they won. And so tonight, when they host the Minnesota Vikings and win by 30, we're not going to still know anything because this team is so much better than everybody else.
Okay.
The Green Bay Packers, that's my point. There could be 32 gold teams if they're all comparable. But there is no team that compares to the Green Bay Packers.
Okay.
If the 49ers played the Packers today in Candlestick Park,
I would actually pay dollars.
Would be
I would not try to get a credential. I would actually pay money
Peter
to go
King
to that game.
Peter King wrote something like that today.
I
He's
would
like,
pay money to
I don't
go to wanna, that game.
I don't want my credentials. I want to be in the stands with everybody else.
Exactly. I want to be
and
able to
yell. And that happens when you get to
and
right.
cheer
and not have to have a little
have
monster
to worry
inside.
About a little monster who wants to escape
right.
sometimes.
And just freak out. Now, look, I will set the line on this for you fairly. Mm-hmm. It would be Green Bay -7 in Candlestick. And I
on
believe,
the road in San Francisco?
Yes. And I believe that they win by 13.
Wow. That's, well, and there you go.
That's
They're
the answer.
Your opinion. They're your rankings. That's
right.
your opinion.
Right. And thank
and
God I don't have to compromise with you on
there
this.
There you go.
I wanted you to do this with me. Oh, God, am I happy I don't have to do this with you.
Trust me. San Francisco, would have had a gold ribbon about 3 weeks ago.
Or there would have been death. Because we don't see eye to eye on this issue at all.
He's
threatened me this morning, friends. You need to know this. He threatened me this morning. Do you know how hard it is to do your powerful recce when it's late at night and I'm coding it and just one little character difference could accidentally make the 49ers be a gold team? Did you infer it?
Okay, infer it. I can't breathe. Hold on.
Standing by.
Okay, yes. Maybe there was an inference to that.
Strong inference? Like you might as well have said it.
Come on. I just don't know. I guess here's my question. Here's
you don't get it.
Here's my
Ask
problem
it again
with the,
and get the same
here's
answer.
Here's my
Go
problem
ahead.
With the rankings, and I think this is just what does the San Francisco 49ers have to do to get up into that tier level, which is obviously you've got the Green Bay Packers at this tier level that apparently is nigh unreachable.
It is unattainable.
You're saying that no one else can get to it.
They could get to it if they played the Packers and beat them or played them even close.
So here's a question. They go and they play the Packers and they beat the Packers. Do the Packers get out of the gold medal?
It depends on how the game looks. Depends on the outcome of the game.
Okay, that see
and,
that.
And what's going to happen the next week in from my point of view.
Okay, to me that just doesn't make a little bit of sense. It doesn't. If a team is not getting at the gold level, when you've said there could be multiple teams at a gold level,
yes.
I don't know what an 8-1 team this late in the season has to do to go into the gold. Maybe I just don't understand it.
I don't think this season we're going to see another team in the gold level unless the Packers stumble.
Okay.
And they don't even have to lose, Steven. They just have to look vulnerable.
But they've looked vulnerable in several games. They looked vulnerable to Carolina. They looked very vulnerable to San Diego.
I look
and
back,
we've agreed right now that San Diego's not
San
a very
Diego's
good
horrible,
football team.
Horrible.
So the Green Bay Packers are winning football games, but they have struggled in some games that they shouldn't have struggled in. And I think that's where I'm having the problem with the San Francisco
perfect.
49ers not being in the gold
I'm saying they're
medal
the best team we've level. Seen in a long time
okay.
since probably the 2007 Patriots that just swaggered through the entire season,
right.
struggled in a few games.
I'm very curious to see. Detroit's going to have a shot at the Packers. Bears going to have
will.
A shot at the Packers.
I don't think they will. They'll have a shot in that they'll play, but I don't believe that they actually stand much of a chance.
As we found out in Seattle and in Philadelphia.
What happens in Seattle stays in Seattle, man.
Why they play the game.
Seasick in Seattle.
I don't think anybody – I think a lot of people got knocked out again by taking Baltimore against Seattle.
Look, friends, if you didn't realize that when Baltimore laid their dookie against
Jacksonville, Tennessee.
And Tennessee, if you didn't learn
and
that –
And they almost lost to the Cardinals.
So this is the thing. They go and they play a good team and they play well and they win. And then they play a bad team and they stink the joint up.
Yeah.
Do the math. That's who they are. That is who the Baltimore Ravens are. So we all should have seen this coming.
Yeah.
They had a very tough emotional win against a good team and they were playing a crappy team the next week. Guess what? And I'm sorry, Doc Rob. I did not mean to say that your team is
he
crap.
He did, Doc Rob. He did.
But
it was Jeffrey. He said it.
I inferred it. I didn't say it. If inference means words, then we're just redefining infer. So the Giants and the San Francisco 49ers.
Great
what
game. Bottom line
game.
To say great game. I'm sorry I tangented off. I was just, you know, I see the rankings every week, and I'm like,
you
poor
see
San
them.
Francisco.
You actually have to push them out.
Poor. Not. I mean, look at them. They're a shiny gold helmet, and so the gold helmet asks for the gold
you
medal.
You apologize for a tangent that you continue.
There's one team that is. There's two teams in the NFC with gold helmets, and neither of them are as good as the yellow helmet.
All right. Well, I will disagree a little bit. I'm, like I said, would pay money for that football game. The final score, 27-20, in a game that pretty much saw field goals in the first half and then an explosion of touchdowns in the second. The Niners putting up 15 points in the fourth quarter to come back and defeat the Giants 27-20. And then they held them off. The Giants get all the way into the red zone, and then on fourth and two, it takes a Niners defensive play to knock the ball down.
So many fantastic plays on both sides. I was most proud, Steven. I mean, I was thrilled, obviously, that the 49ers held their ground so that I could be at peace with them being number two. I mean, that's how much I didn't trust them.
Jeff now has peace.
I do have peace. Here's the peace. And the New York Giants may have actually moved up in the rankings by losing the way that they did, by playing very hard, good, solid, fundamental football.
Here's the piece that I will throw out on this game. It's a bigger win for the Niners not having Frank Gore on the field.
Oh, my gosh. Frank Gore hit. Went out first, it was first his ankle. Now it's his knee.
With a knee.
And Kendall Hunter is one-third the running back that Frank Gore is.
Yet the 49ers decided, let's throw the ball a little bit with Alex Smith because he's just a game manager.
Yeah.
Well, apparently people have been calling him game manager.
They have. You know what? And I do, Steven.
He was 19 of 30 for 242 yards.
Do you think
of
Alex Smith as a playmaker?
He made some plays in this game.
I said, do you think of him as a playmaker?
Probably not yet.
Okay.
Eli
Manning declared himself an elite NFL quarterback. You know what? He's starting to play like one. So we have to see it on the field.
Except for the couple of INTs he threw in this game.
He did. But again, you're talking about one of the best defenses in football. So the fact that Carlos Rogers comes down with one and this is a different team, and Eli Manning has looked a lot better than he has in years gone by, and I'm very excited for him and the development of the Giants.
Alex Smith does, if you look at his box score, it will show an INT. But as far as Steven Miranda is concerned.
And Jeff Ellis,
he does not have an INT.
He did not get a pick in that
game. Ted Ginn, that went right through his freaking head. If the league can stand there
and tell me that is a subjective call, the receiver
should have caught the ball, except the receiver then sees the ball. It's coming to my hands. But I need to look to see where the defender – oh, shit, it went through my – oh, damn. Oh, I need to stop talking.
Yeah, you do need to stop talking, especially because we've got more breaking news. This just from Roger Goodell. I just got an email from Roger Goodell.
Yes. And he says,
I hope, Jeff, you're enjoying the NFL season. The playoff race is shaping up and promises to bring even more excitement. Please turn. These players did something for the game of football. Now it's our turn to do something for them. It's easy to say we appreciate the fans, but our actions need to tell the same story. While we're proud of the agreement we reached, he is piling on the NBA, Steven. He took this little moment where there is a chance that the NBA season will not happen to send out a spam to all NFL fans. I kidded about putting my name in there.
Okay, he just
But to basically praise them for their labor deal. He's praising the NFL players for the labor deal. Coincidentally, in the same moment that the NBA people are jumping off of buildings right now because they may not have a season. My cap is tipped to Commissioner Goodell for knowing how to step on your opponent's throat when they're down. And I am completely sincere about that. That is awesome.
That's funny.
That is awesome.
We have a post on our YouTube says, how did you guys manage to do MRI Monday alone in under 10 minutes on a day like yesterday? It's a miracle.
It is. And actually the show was 7 minutes. But
it went 6:30.
6:30. Okay, 6:30. I don't know because I haven't seen it because you won't let me see it because you said watch it on your own time. Watch it on your own time.
Work. Anyways, Jeffrey, the final score 27-20. The Niners improved to 8-1.
The Giants fall to 6-3, but remain atop the division where I really suspect that they will stay. I know their schedule is brutal.
As the co-host of 49ers Gold Mine, there will be an imploration during the recording of that show tomorrow that says the Niners get moved into the gold medal.
So we get to live through this again. Okay, for the Giants, they host the horrible Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday Night Football next week, so good for them.
Yes.
And then they go to New Orleans, which will be tough, and then they host Green Bay. And then they go to Dallas.
But there's a possibility. It's a possibility that the Eagles find a way to win that game.
Bull crap.
Really?
Bull
well,
crap.
That's probably going to be our challenge game.
$100
right now.
Well, are you gonna? How many weeks in a row can you say that the Eagles are angry? How many weeks in a row can you say that they're desperate?
Well, I didn't say they were last week. I really thought they'd just take care of Arizona. Arizona decided to play football
with John
with
Skelton.
John Skelton.
Scary skeletons for scary skeletons.
I still don't.
Whatever.
You believe in the New York Giants all you want. I don't believe them, and I believe after they – when they get to the Dallas Cowboy game, they will be 6-6.
There's a reason that the 49ers don't go into the gold level. They were at home, and they barely beat a bad team.
No.
Well, you said you don't believe in them.
I don't. But everybody else does, and you do. They're not – these aren't my rankings. The Giants wouldn't be anywhere near where they are if they were my rankings.
Most people think I have them too low.
Okay.
Most people think I have them too low.
Wait a minute.
I like
most
to believe
people,
I'm objective.
Most people think you have them too low. Most Giants fans
no.
believe they have them too low?
No, most people who's, okay. who weigh in
the
I
couple
have them too
of,
low.
The couple of things that I saw on the website, they were Giants fans. So unless you've gotten more emails from non-Giant fans.
No, it's just your brother David. He's the only one who says he'd like that.
And higher. He hates the Giants, right?
No, his whole garage is decked out like the locker room.
I have asked him to send us the let us borrow the goalposts again.
Dude, that's going to be our signature.
So it is. It is.
Our signature. They're going to be the guys with the wacky goalposts and the finger flicking football.
Hey.
Only we're going to have a bunch of footballs, and we're going to have a way to retrieve the footballs.
We're not going to lose them this year.
We're going to have an assistant to go find the damn ball.
Speaking of assistants.
Yeah.
We need to talk. All right. Anyways,
nice
we'll move to games of the week.
Do we have to go no huddle? I mean, because we're at 41.
I know, but let's just start with the New Orleans Saints and the Atlanta Falcons. I don't know how you can no huddle this game.
Wow.
All right.
What a game.
I had Atlanta. Jeff had New Orleans. This game goes to overtime, 23-23. Julio Jones gets knocked out in the second quarter, doesn't come back. Because he retweaks his hamstring injury. Yet the Falcons, after being down in the fourth quarter, manage a late drive to get in field goal range to tie it up. Right, Jeffrey?
Yes, sir.
So we go to OT.
Yes, sir. In overtime,
Falcons
Atlanta
get the ball first.
Picks it up.
They do nothing.
Pass to Mike Cox.
They just short. They punt.
Then well, I was taking to the Atlanta okay. drive.
Well, then the Saints get it back. They
Atlanta's
don't do nothing.
Got it
going. They punt. Now here's Atlanta.
They're driving down the field.
Driving.
Pass to Mike Cox. Boom. Ruled just short by less than a yard by referee Terry McCauley, and who looked at the replay. Then Mike Smith decided, you know, I know we're on our own 29, but let's go for it. Michael Turner, we've got a beastly running back that is, you know, 6 foot by 6 foot.
Wasn't the what? Here's the deal. That play was actually called a first down originally.
Right, but then they reviewed it.
There
and
was
they said no.
A
it's about a 2 feet short.
Short, and so they pull it back, and so it becomes 4th and 1 at your own 29-yard line.
Correct, DeMundo.
I don't care who you are. I don't care who your running back is. I don't care who your quarterback is. If you're in overtime at home. At home, that's your advantage.
Yeah.
You send out your punter and you tell them to boom it. Let's pin the Saints. My defense have already stopped them. Let's go play some defense. We get the ball back in better field position. Fourth down, you go for it from your own 29.
I don't disagree with you,
now,
Steven.
Now, you
I
and
think
I,
the home
we say
thing, that we the say that the decision that a coach makes is ruled independently of the outcome.
Yes.
It's either a good decision or a bad decision.
Had they gone for it and made – well, they did go for it. Do they make this?
Don't
it's
care.
Still
doesn't
a
change
stupid
your opinion.
Decision.
We go bad decision. Steve and I both agree on that. Bad decision. However, Mike Smith made the decision. He had to live with it. He thought, you know, greater men than I, Bill Belichick, have made the same decision and, you know, been mocked, and so be it, you know. Well, the only problem is that you guys didn't make it, and Belichick didn't make it, but he's
Belichick
got a lot more
rings
than you.
Belichick at least made it, made the decision, where he was winning the game.
Yeah, and he didn't want to give the ball to the
and
other
it wasn't
team.
Overtime.
Right. This was overtime, and you basically left New Orleans in field goal range.
Literally.
They literally did not have to give the ball to Drew Brees once. They didn't even have to put Drew Brees on the field if they didn't want to.
They did.
But they didn't have to. When you do that, that's the problem with decisions like that. You have to, and I think Tony Dungy said it best last night on Football Night in America on NBC when he said, you have to think about, as the head coach, it's your responsibility to think about what happens if we don't make it. You have to think that. He says, you can have all the faith in your guys that you want, all the faith in the world. You can know your personnel and know your abilities and know your probabilities. But at the end of the day, you have to have asked yourself, what if this doesn't work?
And what you should have seen is, even if the Saints don't gain another yard, it's still a very makeable field goal.
Extremely makeable field goal. And in fact, John Casey just went, boop, 26-yarder, game over.
So there you go. Look, it doesn't matter. All the games you and I differed on, which were three of them.
Yep. It was four, but then I changed to one, which is stupid of me. Yes. And we only differed on three, and I got all three, which makes me the smartest man alive, for which I'm kind of grateful, but every single one of these was really close.
I am the smartest man alive!
Yeah, let's talk about that one in a moment.
Every single one. We're never going to have time to get to that one, but it was sick.
Anyways, the final 26-23, New Orleans.
I got crap at lunch about that one, by the way.
But
hey, nice job with the Rams there. And Scott couldn't keep a straight face. Honestly, yeah. Could not keep a straight face. Yeah. Nice job with the Rams there. Boy, you are the smartest man alive. Like, shut up.
The Pittsburgh Steelers traveled to Cincinnati to face the Bengals. And, hey, if the Bengals didn't wake people up, I'm not sure what you're watching.
I feel about the Bengals like I do about the Giants. They lost to a team that is probably a better team than them, but they represented well and said, look, we're here. We're for real. And you must take us seriously. They lost 17-24.
The Cincinnati Bengals were down 14-0 in this
game.
Sure
were.
Cincinnati Bengals team of old, it's game over.
Fold it up.
Game over. Well, they decided to keep playing some ball. They actually tied the game 17-17. Said, take that, big tough Pittsburgh Steelers. But Ben Roethlisberger found a way to get it done. Rashard Mendenhall.
Mendy had a great day.
Scoring his second touchdown there near the end of the game. And
AJ Green tweaked his knee.
Yeah,
he
went out.
Heart.
Yeah, he went out.
The Rook threw a pass that was totally gay.
Near the end of the game.
That was not a pejorative. It was gay who actually intercepted the pass.
Yeah, Jeff was talking about the player.
I was not. Gee, what makes people so hate? Why do they hate?
Because they do.
Why do they hate? I don't understand.
This was late in the fourth quarter, about four and change left.
But he's driving to tie it.
Driving.
I just so respect that.
Here's how close it was. They had gone to the Pittsburgh 25-yard line, Jeff. They were well on their way to tie this football
then
game.
Then William Gay goes and gets in there and has to mess it all up.
William has always been a very happy boy.
He's gay.
He intercepted the ball at the 19-yard line.
You should be at my house during this. I'm just telling everyone out in Rancher Raves land, every time the Steelers play, that's so gay.
Is that what Jordan, you and Jordan do?
Jordan and I do it because we're children.
But Andy Dalton, give it up to him. He held his own.
Scott tried to call him Big Red, and I wouldn't let
him. Don't
do
it. Don't
do
it.
His nickname is Andy.
The Pittsburgh Steelers improved to 7-3 and now get a well-deserved bye week.
Wow, I didn't know this fact. Did you know this fact? Andy Dalton threw his 13th and 14th passing touchdown Sunday. That's the most by a rookie through a team's first nine games since the 1970 merger.
That's pretty impressive.
If that's not rookie of the year credentials, come on.
That has been pretty impressive.
I understand that what's gone on there in Charlotte with the good man Cameron Newton.
He's come down back to earth.
Cameron Newton is to talk about fantasy football. Pain, 9 points. Thanks, Cam. But
you own him in a fantasy football team?
I'm starting him in two champion teams because
wow.
I got into trouble with Peyton Manning getting hurt.
Yes.
And I decided to roll the dice and said, I'm going to lose, so why not just try?
And he was carrying me all season, and now it's been a disappointment the last 2 weeks for Cam. So, anyways, congratulations to the Bengals on losing. It was a great loss.
Bengals at 6-3, Steelers at 7-3. The Steelers are now on top of the division thanks to the Baltimore Ravens losing to Seattle.
Exactly. Detroit at Chicago. The Bears.
Did anybody see this game coming the way it played out?
I kind of did. You did. We picked it.
We picked the Bears. I didn't think the Bears were going to utterly humiliate the Lions.
Detroit has looked very vulnerable the last few weeks. To me, they have not looked like the same team. I was very disappointed.
Live in Detroit.
It's a disenfranchised city. I understand.
It is.
They are the 99%, and I'm not being sarcastic.
And the motor, you know.
But Motor City, I understand. But, Steven, the last few weeks, this Lions team, I have felt very dicey about because, to me, their bye came at the absolute worst time. Coming 2 weeks ago, they came off that big win at Denver, and then they had their bye, and then they had Chicago. I don't think they needed a bye the week before last.
When they got it. Yeah.
I think it really took them out of their game where they pretty much had a little swagger. They had that hiccup with losing to the 49ers and Falcons. But that was the only blemishes on a pretty good season, and right. I think they could have kept it going. Now I'm very concerned.
And then after putting 45 on the Broncos, then they had to go on their bye week, and coming out of the bye, it was just not good.
Nope.
Not good. 37-13 beat down there. Chicago puts on the Lions. They fall to 6-3. And the Bears, all of a sudden, I don't know what to make of this team. You know, probably the reason I don't know what to make of this team is because, you know, I'm still a little afraid of Lovey.
Yeah.
But they're 6-3 now. The problem is that they're both chasing Green Bay.
Yeah.
I don't see how – I mean, they're not going to catch Green Bay.
No one's going to catch Green Bay. We've already covered that.
Well, the Green Bay Packers might – you know, they might not be – they might have peaked too soon.
Peaked, like looked over the fence?
Yes. Well, they're 8-0, right? Yes, is that correct?
Yes, 3-0.
They got their game today. Let's give them 9-0 since they got the Vikings.
Thank you.
And Christian Ponder.
I've already done my powerful rankings. I'm willing to redo them, but
you will have to redo them if
I
somehow.
That.
That's why they play the game.
If Minnesota represents in any way, you will see the gold tier open up big.
Wow, it will open up big. So, anyways, it's going to be difficult for the Bears. It was a very impressive win.
It was,
but it's going to be very difficult for the Bears. They're not going to win the division, which means that they are going to have to fight
come in as
off
a wild card. Detroit,
Dallas, Atlanta, for wild card spot.
Yeah.
I mean, that's four teams.
No, you're going to have to – I strongly, 4 out of 5 Dennis survey, recommend 11 wins.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, there's
10 wins may not get you in
the
dance.
So the thing is with the Eagles is Mike Vick saying in the press today that, well, you know, we're going to have to run the table to make the playoffs. It's like – Guy, you're mathematically eliminated right now because you're going to have 11 wins, from my point of view, to make the playoffs in the NFC.
Speaking of mathematically eliminated,
yeah,
the Indianapolis Colts this weekend seriously, they are the first team that is mathematically eliminated from the playoffs. They have no shot.
Does Peyton Manning get MVP now?
Why not? Why not? Now, I know Peter King's big thing is a player has to play in order for him to be the most valuable player.
Yeah.
Peter, the only reason they're 0-10 is because a player is not playing. That's why they're 0-10. Yeah.
But, again, I would have liked to have seen this season with Peyton Manning. I didn't have them winning a whole lot.
Yeah.
I had them a 500 team. But a 500 team is far different than a winless team. Yeah. All right, what are we talking about next?
We are
we're in no huddle
moving
right now.
Moving
so
on to the New England Patriots at the New York Jets.
You got audible.
We kind of talked about that
you
one.
You got audible
already.
Okay, let's skip it.
37-16, the Patriots. Look, the Jets, they're going to have to eventually find a way to beat the New England Patriots.
They have,
and win the
they're
division.
Done.
But win the division. They can't keep being the wild card team.
Heard Pat Kerwin talk about this at lunch driving back.
Yeah.
You know what New England's done for the last 3 weeks in practice? They've been practicing press coverage. that's why the Jets couldn't beat them yesterday.
Right.
They've been practicing press coverage. What do we see in the Patriots? A completely different football team. A football team that became a mobile football team where Tom Brady's running around?
Yeah.
What? Yeah, Tom Brady running around and receivers not just running the routes, but they're running a blown coverage route where the quarterback's under pressure and under duress, and where you come back, the deep guys come back and the shallow guys go out, and that's what you do when there's a busted up play, and they're running their offense like that, assuming they're going to have man press coverage.
Well,
and they've adapted.
They had to. After having back-to-back losses.
And then facing the Jets.
The Patriots were like, look, we can't run the same offense that we ran in week five.
Nope.
Or
because people are onto us. We got to make adjustments.
And they made some pretty good adjustments.
Made some great adjustments. Brady looked like Houdini out there a couple times. Holy crap. And people were around his feet, Stephen, and he didn't get nervous. Did you notice that? There was people, like, literally had his
foot.
Yeah,
there was no happy.
And he did not get nervous.
No, yeah, I did see
it. So that tells me that he is so much more confident with the surgically repaired knee. So, good. Good job for them.
37-16, they now have sole possession of first place in the division, while the Jets and Bills are going to be left to duke it out for second place. Thursday night football. The Oakland Raiders travel to San Diego to face the Chargers and the Raiders.
What a disappointment.
The Raiders!
Raider Nation.
Carson Palmer looks
like a genius. Carson Palmer looks good. But San Diego just looks god-awful.
San Diego. Super slouchers. All right. They are slouching.
Must-see TV. Oakland beat up on San Diego, and San Diego and now takes the division lead.
Must-see game.
Zona at Philadelphia. We kind of covered scary skeletons.
Games of importance.
I skipped over Buffalo at Dallas.
Yes.
That was a tremendous win for the Dallas Cowboys.
44-7 beatdown of Buffalo.
Feel like dookie for the poor Buffalo Bills, but you guys peaked a little too
Nelson,
early.
Who was able to, you know, take his lone touchdown and go give the ball to his girlfriend, who was the Dallas Cowboys.
And may have gotten her fired. Nice job, Ace.
Probably, yeah. Way to go, Nelson.
That's the way to impress the lady is to help her to lose her job.
You just lost me my gig as a DCC. Anyways, the Denver Broncos travel to Kansas City, and the Broncos, on the strength of two Tim Tebow completions, beat Kansas City 17-10.
You're mocking.
Am I? Was that being mocking? Okay,
now, I want to see the video because I want to see how he handled the Tebow piece.
What Tebow piece?
We covered Tebow in the 5-minute football fix. I want to see. I made the graphic.
It's up there.
But you won't let me see it.
You'll see it when you see it. It's exactly as we did the show together.
We play against the green screen.
I didn't mock him.
I know.
It's up there.
I listened to the audio when I bounced the audio and hand it off to our video guy, which during the mornings is Steven.
Yes.
And then I go and do all the images, unless I don't finish on time, which I didn't today. But I got to that one. I had Tebow looking studly, and I put some graphic underneath him.
It's up there.
And what did I write? I don't remember.
You said Tebow.
Just win?
No. Tebow's a winner?
Tebow's a winner, question mark?
Yes. Question mark? Tebow's a winner?
Yeah, well, because we don't know what to do with this. So I was asking you if you were mocking just now.
No, I was
won. He's won three out of four games.
I was just telling you the actual stats. He was 2 of 8.
2 of 8.
And they won 17-10.
One touchdown pass.
Now, granted, the Kansas City Chiefs
didn't have Matt Castle at the end, but they didn't look good anyways. And look, they were getting beaten. That's all there is to it. And the fact that Denver lost two running backs along this process, which makes running the option route that much harder.
Crazy thing now, one game separates everybody in the AFC West.
And if you want to read about the Wild Wild West, we encourage you not to read, but to come view on YouTube, the 5-Minute Football Fix, and subscribe. Thank you for the nice people who have left some comments since we asked you to last week. We appreciate that.
Very nice.
Go light up iTunes as well and leave comments there. Thank you.
The Houston Texans travel to Tampa Bay and blow the doors off the Youngry. Jeffrey, does it feel a little sad that your team...
What made me most sad was to listen to Raheem Morris today on Sirius NFL XM Radio talk about it was his fault.
It was.
And he takes 100% responsibility for this. He somehow has become a media clone of Andy Reid. He's become just a rubber stamp Andy Reid. I goofed. I didn't put our team in a good enough position to win the game. It's like, really? Is that really the case?
No, they got the doors blown off them.
Seriously, you guys, someone plugged your cannon and then he fired it and it blowed up the ship. Okay,
Arian Foster alone.
You were playing a vastly superior team. Whether or not you could beat him this week with Matt Leinart, I guarantee that you couldn't. I mean, that you could beat this team this week with Matt Leinart, but you didn't. You had Matt Schaub in there, and he's red hot. And the Texans' defense is phenomenal.
37-9 beatdown. Although the Houston Texans are now in danger.
At 7-3, they're in danger. That just makes me so mad.
Games of importance. How in the world does a 2-6 Arizona Cardinal beat a 3-5 Philadelphia Eagle?
Hang
on,
Stephen. Breaking news. Adam Schefter, Matt Schaub, lost for the season.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Come on. It doesn't change that quickly.
It is a Lisfranc foot injury. Matt Leinart will start in his absence. Wow.
Oh, that's a bomb air.
We bring you up to the second news, folks.
That is bad. Bad, bad.
Maybe the Jeff Ellis curse carries over for seasons on end, for decades. I don't know. I feel really crummy for this team. I love this team. I think what they're doing is fantastic. Brian Cushing and all those guys on defense are just sick out of their minds, monsters. And we'll see what defense alone can get you. You know, we will find out.
So, dude, they just went from
AFC favorite to probably host throughout.
To now.
You'll be lucky if you make the playoffs.
Lucky to make the playoffs. If you do make the playoffs, it's most likely you're going to be out in the first round. I'm sorry. Matt Leinart-led team's not going to win many games.
Nor will a Rams team win in Seattle. Wait, that didn't happen. I was thinking of the playoffs last year. Seattle
New Orleans.
New Orleans lose to Seattle. Yeah, they can. So anyway, stranger things could happen, but very bad news. We're in the no huddle. Hurry up now.
Well, we were up until I heard that news, and you know.
I know. It's a buzzkill.
All right. Arizona, Philadelphia, 20-21 to 17 victory. Arizona comes back. Skelton out of nowhere decides that Larry Fitzgerald is his best friend. Larry Fitzgerald decides, hey, I do know how to play football. He has 7 catches for 146 yards and 2 touchdowns.
One of those was just sick.
Yeah, well, one of them was kind of a lucky bounce off of a deflected.
Yeah, no, I'm not the one I'm thinking
and
of.
And I will steal
out.
Deion Sanders. That was to win the game at the end. Yeah, Deion Sanders, like, they got 3 guys making $100 million on defense and none of them can cover Larry Fitzgerald? Are you kidding me?
No. No
one
covers Larry Fitzgerald.
They did. No, here's the deal. They didn't even line up to cover him. Oh. They had linebackers and safeties trying to cover Fitzgerald.
Oops. That's a mistake. You're going to need your top
You've
corner.
You've got Nnamdi Asamoah on your team.
You have 3 corners that are all Pro Bowl
corners. You have Asante Samuel on your team.
Put
you can't
one of them
put
on him.
One of them on Fitzgerald.
Probably 2, if you know what's good for you.
Wow.
Tennessee at Carolina, another game Steven and I differ on.
This was the only game
Tennessee
where I was just wrong. Tennessee 30-3 blowout.
I had
Carolina
no problem
Packers.
With Carolina possibly beating Tennessee.
Yeah.
But Tennessee is a more rounded team. So there you go.
Once again, I think this was one of those where the game, look, the very first punt, the Carolina comes out, they get the ball first, they go 3-and-out, they punt, it gets returned for a touchdown.
Yeah.
And then, it's like, and then the next thing you know, oh, we're down 14-0. What? And then
it's a snowball thing.
Yeah. And then it's like, no way you're catching.
Correct the mundo, dude.
All right. The Minnesota Vikings. Oh, that's tonight. All right.
Map
games.
St. Louis at Cleveland. I won by a hair of my chinny chin chin, and I'm not that proud to be the smartest man alive.
When you're on the 4-yard line of your opponent and you are forced because you can't punch it in because you have no running game, and you're forced to kick a field goal, and your long snapper hits the back of the ankle of the guy who's lined up next to him, so the ball rolls to the holder, and the holder somehow frantically is still able to pick up the ball
he
and
puts
set
it down
it
so smoothly. He sets it perfectly,
and then
but
your
the kicker
just
saw the
panics
whole thing develop, and he
and just oh,
Bill Dawson
God.
Then just shanks it.
So you have a chance to win 15-13. Instead, you lose 13-12. That was just awful.
Bill Dawson, 22-yard field goal, wide.
I will admit there is some danger for me. The Jacksonville Jaguars.
How many games do you trail by in the challenge?
The score right now is 8-2. It's a 6-game lead you hold. A 6-game lead.
Feeling good about that. Remember, utter heartbreak, not humiliation.
Heartbreak. You're going to break my heart?
Yeah, I will not harm any of your family.
Okay.
Because they're related to me.
I will kill you.
Well, they're related to me, ultimately.
Yes.
And you can't be killed if you're in it. But just know it's going to be horrific. Jacksonville at Indianapolis. Got this one, too, barely.
Jeff,
oh,
way
no,
to go. No, you cheated on my side. Yeah.
What a dumb thing.
Woo-hoo!
Dude, I had a chance to make up some serious ground on people because the average fan this week sits at 7-8.
Seven and eight
with tonight's game pending. They will be 8-8, and that's probably where you are, Steven. And I had a chance to be 10 games, which makes up 3 games on the pack.
Painter gets yanked for Dan Orlovsky
because
Painter's not
just,
getting
you know, light
done.
Of a spark. A lot of spark here.
Yeah. You know what?
You know what
when
changed
you
me?
Need a spark
and
to
go
to
Dan
Orlovsky, not good.
You know why I changed, Steven?
Why?
Because of Jeff Saturday's meeting with the players. Players-only meeting. That had me believing that Saturday runs this team,
it
really.
It can happen.
And they're going to get their stuff together. No. Washington at
17
Miami.
17-3 final there. Colts 0-10. Officially the first team to be completely eliminated from playoff contention.
But
and
you
it's
lead
not thanks
for the Andrew Luck sweepstakes.
And they got a very comfortable two-game lead now. It's a two-game lead.
And Andrew Luck didn't look very good this weekend, so who's lucky?
Yeah.
Yikes. Yikes. Maybe you don't want to get lucky. Jacksonville at Indianapolis. We just covered Washington at Miami. Ooh. Boy, those Dolphins can beat bad teams.
Reggie Bush. I told you Reggie Bush was still a good player.
He had a coming out party of sorts.
Whatever.
And whatever. John Beck was the quarterback today.
20-9, the final score. It was actually Grossman.
Oh, sorry. It'll change.
But Grossman was intercepted twice, and Reggie Bush scored 2 touchdowns. As the Miami Dolphins get their second win in a row, 20-9 over the Redskins. Can I just tell you something about the Redskins real quick?
You notice that we're at 66 minutes.
I know, we are. But just real quickly.
Wait
can
till 66
I?
Seconds. That'll
all
be
right.
Really creepy.
There you go. They scored 9 this week. They scored 11 last week. And they scored none the week before. That's not good. 20 points in 3 weeks.
You're talking about the Dolphins
good.
Or the Redskins?
The Redskins.
Redskins, yeah, they're bad.
Not good.
Finally, the Ravens freak out the world and lose to the Seahawks, 17-22.
22-17.
Really?
Seattle.
Fumbles, missed field goals. Why is it, Steven, and I posted this on Facebook and Twitter and didn't get much response from people, but why is it that the 50, our good friend Sam Farmer's new article for the LA Times mm-hmm. is 50 is the new 40. 40-yard field goals now are a given. 50-yard field goals are now a given. You're
right.
Supposed to make those, and more than half of them have been made in the NFL this year.
Yes.
But the short ones are still getting missed. 23 yards, 24 yards, 27 yards, 30 yards. Those are getting missed.
Shankopotamuses?
I don't get it, and that was the case here. So, anyways.
Seattle improves to 3-6. Baltimore falls to 6-3. They actually had a really good chance of just running the table, getting the AFC North.
Field.
Now here come the Cincinnati Bengals, angry from losing, and it's going to be angry Baltimore at angry Cincinnati. That's going to be a good
I'm
going to
stop and play me some Angry Birds.
All right, it's Angry Birds time. There's the final, Jeffrey.
You know what? We went 70 minutes, but we had 16 games.
We did have 16
15,
games.
Because we didn't talk about one. We went so late that James even here.
James walks in.
Jeez,
what?
We went late.
All right, folks, that's all the time
Jeff
we have.
Ellis.
Thank you for holding with us. I'm Stephen Miranda for NFL Rants and Raves. Out.